Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back midday show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. We will check in with you people coming up in a little bit. First, though, a couple things that flew under the radar, I think, after this game, because we're all excited about the comeback and the offense and Hugh's conspiracy theories on who's calling the plays in the second half and the slaps in the locker room. Again, this is all reckless.
Super reckless.
Super reckless speculation on Hugh Douglas's part, but it's fun. All right, a couple things. One, let's start with the tush push. So here's some good news. Adam Schefter put out, Hugh, there is no guarantee there will be another tush-push vote in the offseason. Like, just because everyone's upset. Like, the only way this thing comes to where they would vote again to ban it or keep it would be another team has to propose it again. Like, There's got to be steps to this. I think that some people just assume it's out. They're just going to vote on as soon as the season ends. That's not the case. Someone has to draw up a whole proposal and do the whole thing. Mark Murphy was the guy last year with Green Bay. He's now retired. So
he's out of there.
He's out. So someone else is going to have to do dirty work if they want this play out. Now, some not good news in the tush push, and I feel like this has gone completely under the radar. In fact, I thought I was a crazy person when I was like writing this down during this game. I was like, how come no one's talking about this? How come the broadcast didn't bring it up? Marcus Hayes did write about it today. Hugh, it seems like, and according to Marcus, Lane Johnson said it, Lane Johnson got hurt on the tush push on the first drive. Yep.
Uh-oh.
It's not good. Now, his injury, and I heard them on the morning show, talking about it's a stinger, so it doesn't seem like it's going to be.
Yeah.
He'll be okay. Like, it doesn't seem like it's a long-term thing. That's not the point. The point is, what have we been able to hold on to for years? The NFL argues it looks like a dangerous play. The Eagles argue there's no injury data at all on the tush push. Well, that might not be something we can hang our hat on anymore if Lane Johnson's saying he got hurt on the tush push on the first drive of the game.
Yeah, now that makes it interesting because, you know, you said it's not up for proposal again, but maybe now since there's injury data,
right,
there might be the case. But it all depends on how bad the stinger is. You get stingers during the course of the game. So it just all depends on, you know, how bad it – if it keeps him from playing this week.
He did never come back in the game, though.
Yeah.
That's not great, right? Like, yeah. In terms of – hey, no one ever gets hurt on the play. Well, we just lost our best lineman for basically the whole game, and it almost cost him the game. I mean, Matt Pryor. Can we not see that again? No more Matt Pryor.
Yeah, don't know.
How about Fred Johnson? Howie Roseman, they had him last year, right? Then they let him go in free agency, and Howie trades for him at the end of training camp. Man, Howie Roseman, it's just like the guy never sleeps and just adding one more depth piece to the roster. Do you think they win that game yesterday if Fred Johnson's not here?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
No way.
Probably not.
I mean, Matt Pryor was getting cooked on that right side.
It was a wet paper bag.
I mean, that was rough to watch. So,
or not.
Yeah, that was a big thing yesterday within that game that they had Fred Johnson out there. And, of course, the Lane Johnson thing with the tush push. All right, one more quick thing, and then back to your phone calls. I don't think anyone asked Sirianni about this yesterday after the game. Why did he call a timeout on the last possession for the Rams? 18 seconds to go. Rams have one timeout. Sirianni called a timeout on the broadcast on the TV copy. They thought the Rams called the timeout. Like, they assumed it was the Rams that called their final timeout. It was the Eagles. I still don't understand why. And then that allowed the Rams to run another play or two, which got them 7 more yards. And then they kicked their field goal, which obviously was blocked too. If the Eagles don't block that field goal, I think that's the biggest story, that Sirianni took a timeout and let them run 2 more plays.
Man, I tell you, it was so many different things that you could have pulled from that game yesterday that hasn't been talked about. That would have definitely been at the top of everybody's list. Like, what the hell are you
doing? Hold on, maybe he was playing possum.
Oh.
Letting the Rams get in a better field goal position.
You take
yeah, I get that.
The possum people still have space here.
They
possum
do,
people,
yeah.
You still have pace.
Also,
is this a play on the furry thing?
What do you mean, the possum people?
Possum people, furry.
No, I'm just saying, because I thought about this morning, and I was like, you know what? You have space here. because it might not be the thing that everybody's thinking about. But yeah, that, you can't deny what you saw yesterday. It looked different.
But it wasn't possible.
I didn't say it was, but you can't deny what you saw yesterday.
Was different.
Yes.
Yeah, but not because they weren't trying their hardest in the first half.
Maybe, you know, there's some validity to the possum thing. Maybe.
Can we not, dude?
I'm just saying. I know you don't like to, you know, people to live in their truths, but this is what I'm here for.
No, because it's dangerous.
It's what you mean. What's so dangerous about living your truth? Now, we can sit here and we workshop it like
we
do.
Have you seen this work?
We workshop
it. A lot of people live in their truth.
We workshop it like we do every day.
Stop encouraging them.
And we debunk it, but we still have to allow them to live in this space that makes them feel comfortable, or have a space,
Because a lot of times it's disrespectful to the people who are actually thinking logically and clearly.
What is logical thinking, though?
I mean, not that the Eagles are playing possum.
That they tried and failed early in the game.
Well, I mean,
that's what happened.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's something to the playbook being opened up. It felt like there was, like, somebody spread their wings yesterday.
Is this not the first time that we've been down, like, 19 points in a game since
over
whatever?
A year. Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean,
this is the first.
Come on, man.
This is the, you know. Mm-hmm. The first 3 weeks of the season. So,
no, but if you go back, it's been like two years since we were down this many points in the game.
I thought we weren't living in the past, though. Like, you know, okay. Thought we were not doing that. Just all I'm saying is this: the possum people live your truth. That's all. The people that called in and were so, you know, adamant about them playing, live your truth. That's all.
So I just want to, before we go back to the phone, just let's clear up. The most logical thing is probably not true, right? Like, the most logical thing is
Kevin Petullo got slapped at halftime.
No, the most logical thing is they played conservatively.
It's logical.
Then they got down. They chose to throw it.
In my world.
Jalen played well, and Petullo was still calling all the plays. Mm-mm. Right? That's the most logical thing.
Nah, I don't believe that. Yeah. I think he got slapped.
Okay.
Hard.
Okay.
And Jalen said, you know what?
Yeah.
He went Bill O'Reilly on him. We're going live.
Bleep it. We're going live to Frankie Wilmington. What's up, Frank?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Frank. What's up, Frank?
So I don't see that he's wrong about the possum people thing, but I'm going to drop this in there. If you were a defensive coordinator and the team you're going up against put up 450 yards against you last year by running the ball, don't you think you'd be prepared for that coming into the very next time you see them?
Yes.
Absolutely. To the point where they were actually putting less people in the box, because when they put more in there, it was leading to, like, you know, all those guys getting blocked and then no one in the back end to make tackles. So they were prepared. They played differently, the Rams.
Right. So maybe the Eagles were playing possum, because we can always look at the discussion they said last year about, you know, when the starters don't play in the preseason, the first four games of the season, to treat them like their preseason, so they kind of, like, feel everything out.
I pick up what you're putting down, man. Yeah, I feel it. I feel that.
I don't agree with that, though. I think they just they came out, they were trying to impose their will, and the Rams were ready for them, and they said, you're not putting up more than 100 yards rushing on us today. We're not having it. And they shut it all down. And the offense couldn't get going because they were trying to get the run going so hard. Like, there were design runs for Jalen. So they were trying to impose the will. But whatever happened at halftime, I don't know. I don't care. I'm glad they made that decision, because before halftime, I was very upset. My pressure was high. Almost went to the hospital. But during halftime, I was able to get a hold of some Honey Badger by our favorite color analyst here, Hugh Douglas, and everything kind of seemed like mellowed out. So
you ain't get a hold of none of that. You mean that honey pack? That's what he's talking about, right? That honey pack?
No. I know what I said. I got it from the place across the bridge in Jersey. I know what I'm saying.
Oh, my fault. I thought we were going somewhere else.
He mellowed out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got you. My
absolutely,
bad.
Absolutely.
I thought
we was... That's different. That's the night games, man.
Yeah, anyway, I thought. I forgot which game we was playing.
Bubba smoking crack.
But, yeah, I think that, like, whatever happened between the first and second half, whether it's Petullo waking up or Nick Sirianni taking over play call, or Jalen just said, I'll do it myself, like Thanos, whatever happened, it worked. So hopefully going forward, they continue to do the right thing. I believe this offense could average 30 points a game, 25 to 30 points a game, because realistically you have to sell out to stop one of our facets of offense, and if you sell out for one – the other one's going to be wide open every time.
I agree, Frank. They absolutely can. And last year they got to, what, 28 or so points a game? So, they can. Yeah, sure.
Real quick before I go, I got two real quick things. Mm-hmm. As far as Jalen goes, the great poet Andre Benjamin said, you're only as funky as your last cut. So I don't care about whatever previous nonsense from, like, 2 weeks ago. What did he do yesterday? He showed up. He looked kind of shaky in the first half. The second half came. He put his foot down. They won the game. He did what he had to do. They came out there. They won. It's ugly. It's a pretty win. It's an exciting win. I'm not going to judge him too hard because even the first half, the numbers were kind of low. But in the second half, all of his touchdown passes for the season came in that second half. So he looked fine. But we don't know if it's play calling and decision. We don't know yet. But I'm not going to put too much pressure on it. Let's see what happens when we get to Tampa Bay. Also, because we're talking a little bit of Phillies, hopefully, and I've noticed this trend, we can meet the Dodgers in the LCS and we'll be able to get ourselves to the World Series. Whenever the Philadelphia team plays an LA team in the same conference, not like the Lakers or the Clippers or the Angels, oddly enough, they always beat them. Never fails. Dodgers, the Phillies have their number. We have the Rams' number. It's a great thing. It's the funniest sports thing I've ever noticed, but we absolutely have to. I want the Dodgers in the NLCS. That's what I want.
Well, so we're going to see him, Frank. Frank, appreciate it. Now, just quickly on the bracket, then we'll get to you people coming up. The way it is right now, they would not be able to see them in the LCS. It would have to be the LDS, the Phillies' first playoff series, because right now the Phillies are the 2-seed, Dodgers 3, and it does not. It wouldn't even matter if it reseeds, but it doesn't reseed. The Phillies will play the winner of the 3-6, which right now would be the Dodgers and the Reds, Hugh, because the Mets have fallen out of the postseason altogether right now.
Oh, okay.
What a week to go. They are in full collapse mode.
What a shame.
For the New York Mets. All right. Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on must these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Andy, up, how we doing?
We were doing great earlier, and then I turned on the Midday Enabler show between Hugh with the Possum People and Joe, man. It wasn't bad enough to let Aaron sabotage our league. Now you're empowering and encouraging him with the Sky Marshall thing. Come on.
I know, but what am I supposed to do? After
He's got
to
have his day today.
I got to let him have his – I mean, he probably gets a whole week. The guy called Sky Marshall Hurts, and then he went off.
Look, as much as we were going to crush him if he threw for 100 yards, he gets to crush us.
Now, to be fair to everyone listening, I did get a message from Aaron, Sky Marshall Hurts, I told you so, and I checked the timestamp. He sent it at halftime. So he really was banking on a big second half, or he was making fun of himself.
Hold on, wait.
Yeah, I think he was almost being facetious.
I hope it's the second one.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but it was.
Well, there's pretty much no way you could have said it seriously after that.
Well, he had 33 yards in the first half. Go ahead, Andy.
Enabler. So I got some reckless speculation for you.
Oh, we love that.
What do you think about possibly Sirianni's been trying to hold Petullo's hand, and he's been too involved, and he finally let him go, like let him run.
Ooh, I like
this. Out of the straight jacket.
Petullo's the one that cooked. That puts you in a blender.
No, I mean, we're all recklessly speculate, so it's fine.
That one's welcome too.
Maybe yesterday.
All of them are welcome.
Yesterday,
we don't know.
I
except
like
the possum.
This. Yeah, that's out. Yeah.
The possum people.
I like this. Nope. So equal parts of the show basically ended Petullo's career, but now yesterday was the day he became a future head coach. I like this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, possibly. And one thing nobody's really been talking about, but I loved was Hurts' interview with Pam Oliver after the game.
Mm-hmm.
He like actually sounded like a human being. I don't know how else to put it, but he was saying exactly the right things. You know, this is all on us. We looked terrible, and we were, we weren't doing what we needed to do, and we got to fix it. He usually doesn't get that in depth with things. And if Moses hadn't jumped out of the basket into what's his name's hand, that it just could have been an awful way to end it. But at least he was saying what was right. And what we all knew, which is not used to him being that open and forthcoming with things like that.
Yeah, I liked it. And I think it was a glimpse into what he really feels. Andy appreciated the phone call. I think it's pretty clear between AJ's comments, Jalen's, they feel like they were being a little too conservative. And maybe that's them. Like, they're not doing it as players. Maybe they feel it's the coaches. Whatever it is, they felt it. They've said it now in many ways over 2 weeks. And we saw something different in the second half. Now, here the question is going to be, do they keep doing that? Or was this just a blip because they were down and they were desperate?
And that's fair. I think that's a fair assessment, because the thing that we've been talking about all day, we've been, you know, saying it jokingly and having fun with it, but the bottom line is this. There's a lot of unknown with this football team. They're 3-0. That's a great place to be.
Yes.
With a bunch of unknown questions. But that's where we are. We want to figure out what Jalen Hurts is, because I think that's the gist of the conversation that we're actually having, is what actually is he? You know, because we saw the second half Jalen Hurts that was totally different from the first half Jalen Hurts. And all that criticism is fair. That is a fair criticism when you talk about the assessment of the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles this year, because we don't know. There's still going to be some trepidation going into this game this weekend against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because of what's happened to us before. And I know that, you know, guys were hurt in that game, but still, there's going to be questions surrounding the quarterback, because that's how it is every week.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could go back to when he was young. I mean, probably the worst moment of his career was that Tampa game in his first playoff game. Mm-hmm. Like, the Bowles has been a thorn in the Eagles' side for a long time. It's going to be a great game. All right, let's check in with you people, see what they're up to today.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Good morning to everybody except for Joe Giglio.
Okay. Why?
Dude, I don't know.
Well, good morning and afternoon to you. I'll be cordial.
Taking the high road?
Yes.
Taking the high road, bro.
I try.
We have to come to a decision at the request of you people.
Mm-hmm.
Many calling for a Chris Middletown suspension.
Wow. Oh, for the Scadabo.
For uttering the name Cam Scadabo in the opening phone call to the show after that game.
Yeah, I think we may have to push him off the first segment.
At the very least, we might need to put feelers out there. Like, I mean, for other leadoff.
Listen,
calls. That was insane.
We have to play by the same rules for everyone, right? And when Aaron San Diego has a rough time, we bury him.
Yeah.
And Chris is better than that.
Yeah. We can never mention the Giants' backup running back in a game that they lost after the Eagles win a game like that. How about on an Eagles Monday in the first call ever?
Yeah, I just...
We don't ever bring up the Giants.
I think I said it off air to you guys after the call. Who gives a bleep about Cam Scadabo?
You said it so strong.
I mean, why is that coming up in the first segment?
The wording was so strong.
Nobody cares.
It was a disgrace.
Yeah, I apologize to the audience for that one.
Yep.
We're sorry.
All right. Wake me up when Kyle knows what he's talking about. You enjoy your eternal slumber, pal. I know nothing. Nothing.
Okay. We'll be waiting for a while on that one.
Yep. 10:01, an old man Hugh is talking conspiracies from his wheelchair.
Not in a wheelchair, by the way.
But you're in a chair with wheels.
You are technically in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, damn, he got me on
that
one.
Yeah,
he
did.
He got me.
Technically.
You did come out fire with conspiracy.
No, who else wasn't thinking that one? I mean, something happened. I like the slapped across the lip story, though, myself.
I like how we've totally dismissed they were down, they had a throw, they threw.
Yeah, football thing. Yeah,
nah, Jalen played his best football this season, they won.
Yeah, right.
Get that out.
Well, at least we can count on Hugh Douglas to be realistic never mind.
And we're off on a good start.
Live your truth. That's where I'm at with mine.
Yeah.
Yep. Live your truth.
Yep.
Everybody, take cover. Hugh is about to reckless speculate.
every day. Mm-hmm. Slap.
There should be an alarm that goes off in the city when Hugh is about to recklessly speculate.
Recklessly speculate.
Everyone walking down the street takes cover. Oh, he's going to do it again.
Here he goes.
Watch out.
Here he goes with this BS.
Yep. Nonsense.
You know what, Hugh? If you're so smart, why don't you go call the plays?
I will call the plays.
Oh,
throw
no.
The ball,
AJ.
I don't want that.
Throw the ball, AJ.
We would be in 55-54 games if you were the coach. Yep.
No, we wouldn't. We would probably. We're throwing the ball all over the school.
Yeah, come on now.
So this is also the first time our You People audience got to see the clip with us of Hugh's
return. Yes, which was fun.
Touchdown. Yep. Oh, my. What happened to Hugh?
I look about the same. A little bit more gray. I didn't have hair back then.
It was 3 decades ago. Yeah, you're allowed to age a little bit.
Yeah, it's okay.
You were in your prime then. Now, I
feel like I'm in my prime now.
Oh my, it's so off.
I know.
That was pretty funny. Oh, my. Like, you didn't fell off like, dang, what happened to you, bro?
All makes sense now. That long touchdown started the clock on Hugh.
Yeah, that was
that
it.
That might have took years off your life.
How out of breath were you?
I was tired. Then I had to go back and play defense. I was like, Lord, fix it, Jesus.
That's got
to
be the worst part about scoring on defense.
Yeah, like, that was terrible.
Like, Jordan, especially the game ended. Yeah, you had to go back out there against Marino.
Yeah.
You would have run that block field goal all the way to the upper room.
In the upper room. Yes, I would have.
With Hugh reaching the two-minute warning, has he considered going tempo? Is he capable?
Tempo is dangerous when you're in your... Well, they're saying you're in the two-minute warning of life, I think.
I'm going to go ahead and lead out to myself.
I was going to say.
Take a deep breath over there.
Yeah, I'm going to take a deep breath over there.
Tempo, buddy. And I'll leave you with a good one, Hugh. Mm-hmm. Oh, Hugh isn't that old.
They think they did the math on when you played.
Yeah, that old. Yeah.
96 wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
Kind of was, but that's all right.
I just wanted to make you feel good.
All right, let's check in with Tyler in Delaware, who had an electric phone call on Friday, sent me a message yesterday, had a wedding, saw that Eagles win. Tyler in Delaware, how are we feeling?
Just like you said, Joe, we're a different animal. We still got a voice.
That's right.
After all that,
that's right.
Big-time Eagles W. What's up, Joe, you and Kyle?
What's going on, man?
Tyler, how are we feeling after that one yesterday? That was one of the best wins in franchise history.
Joe, you don't got to worry about me bringing up any Giants talk. Listen, that was such an electric game, and I'm telling you, we say this all the time, field goals lose games, touchdowns win games. The Eagles are now 3 for 3 yesterday in the red zone. They're 8 for 8 on the season. It's pretty much automatic. When they get down in the 20, their opponent, they're going to score. I mean, yesterday was beautiful. Hugh, when we talk about you and I as the head of Preach That Petty, did you see Jalen Carter pulled up to the interview outside of his locker wearing the number 8?
Yeah, we recklessly speculated about that one, too. Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Jared Verse's number, and it's Kobe. So he got the shot twice. I'm so happy Jared Verse and that Rams defense, they ran their mouth. And, hey, more power to them because they had us dead in the water in that first half. But football is not a 30-minute game. It's a 60-minute game. The Eagles must have listened to the call on Friday, guys, because – who was covering Devontae Smith on 4th and goal? It was Emmanuel Forbes in coverage.
Go after him. Go right after him.
Seeing the shot, Joe, of Davis and Carter before the blocked field goal, it gave me chills. It gave me chills because you knew that they were going to make a play. And my goodness, A.J. Brown was a man amongst boys. He ran so angry yesterday. I said he was going to prove that he was the best wide receiver on the NFL on that field. He showed why he is swole Batman. I mean, you talk about in the gotta have it moments when the Eagles needed to play, all of their lead dogs.
They did. You know, that's the best roster in the NFL doing its thing. We appreciate the call, Tyler, as always. What a win. What a day. The Eagles are 3-0. All right. We're going to hand it over to the afternoon show. They're coming up next before a big day at Chickie's with the Jordan Mailata Show. Players Lounge tonight. Hugh Douglas, 7 o'clock?
Yes. I'll be there.
What do you think of Monday night tonight? It's a big one. It's a good one. Lions, Ravens. I think Baltimore. It's in Baltimore.
That sounds like it, because I know a lot of the Detroit Lions players are questionable for this game. A little banged up.
Yeah, they're close, but Baltimore. Yeah, all right, you guys have a great night. Afternoon show is next. Celebrating a great Eagles victory on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.